My name is Francis Pichotto. I was born April 22nd, 1982. From the Shenango Valley. It's about an hour north of here. It's pretty close to what we have here and around here. It's an old steel town just like this area. When I was 14, I watched one of my friends die because I was in a car wreck. So that was pretty challenging. That's kind of what everything spiraled and I started getting into trouble. So that was a huge challenge in my life. And then from there, I made it through high school, and then I challenged myself to graduate from college because there's a lot of people who thought that would never happen because they just perceived me one way from all the stuff I did in high school. So both of those they're linked to graduating from college and that incident, but they're both huge challenges to overcome. Teachers always told me I was bright, the ones who actually cared, but since I was going through a lot as a teenager, some of them turned their back on me. At that time, I had certain goals. I don't know if they were realistic, though. So being a teacher wasn't on that list at that time, I can tell you that. The reason I became a teacher was because I graduated from Duquesne with a degree in journalism and could not get a job. So a school similar to this one in Farrell, PA, needed subs. So I just walked in there with no teaching experience, and it's a lot easier for me to work with kids that kind of go off track because that was me at one point. And I was there for 6 months every day because they couldn't keep subs because subs didn't want to come to that school. And I'd give life advice to some kids, and they'd actually listen, and I thought they weren't even paying attention, and they'd say, "You remember when you said this, this, and this?" So I thought, if I could help a kid, that's something that I, at the end of the day, when I'm old and then I die, I could say I tried to do something positive. So I went back and got my teaching license. I teach 9th and 12th grade English. This is my second year at Clarendon. Well, I love my job. I feel a huge sense of responsibility because I don't want to screw up. If I do something terrible here, it could affect someone for a long time. So I feel a lot of responsibility being in this profession. You know, stay positive and smile because, you know, this could all end at some point, so don't waste it. You can look at it as depressing or you can look at it as embracing everything in every moment. So don't take anything for granted.